Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of Men Without Hair. I'm Glenn Weissman and this is my partner, Jeff Clapp.
Hey, we've made it to six. I'm pretty happy.
Yes, we have. We are the team behind Power Pair Marketing. We created this podcast series to help our clients, prospective clients, and people who are just looking to get a handle on a business or marketing problem. We're happy to help you and provide you with our insights so your business can perform better. Today's topic, is it a business or a hobby?
This is a very good topic because I've seen a lot of people who think they've got a business and they pretty much have a hobby.
Lord, yes.
Yeah. So beyond marketing, you know, we often, you know, serve as business consultants and a sounding board to our clients. And this is a lot of the times where we can start to see where is that balance? Are they, you know, do they have something that's legitimate, scalable, is more than a hobby or a pastime? And I know you have an interesting story you wanted to share about that.
Oh, yes. Well, several years ago, a friend got involved with a live entertainment concept. Her boyfriend at the time would bring entertainment in from out of town, and they'd underpromote the event, and that would be it. The business model included transportation, lodging, and event costs. Those are your sunk costs. Well, the income was only the door at the venue. No cut of beverages. Every event lost money. They didn't shop them out to second and third venues. They didn't do multiple nights. It was just one shot and that was it. And it turns out, really, as they're losing money on every event, it was just an expensive hobby. The business model was a mess. No amount of marketing could actually help.
Yeah, and I think this is definitely a pitfall. And I think a lot of business owners in the beginning, especially, you know, entrepreneurs who are kind of out there doing it on their own, you know, they don't necessarily set themselves up for that scalability. You know, they're very good. Their technicians are very good at what they do, but they don't quite have a handle on how to set up their business in a way that is going to be successful. So it all, you know, so especially in those first years, I mean, that's why they often say, like the IRS says, you know, if you haven't made a profit in a couple of years, you know, you're pretty much a hobby in their mind, right? And it's because, listen, it takes something to scale a business up, you know, because it has to eventually live beyond yourself. You know, you're going to have to start hiring, whether that's, you know, virtual people or, you know, assistants or, you know, staff or whatever. All of that starts to shift it from being a hobby into something that's got some legs to it. And so that's one of the things that, you know, we've helped our clients in the past kind of see how to better position themselves so that they can have that scalability and move out of the hobby world.
Yeah, and that's just it. It you know, it's always, there's always a question of, can you grow this?
Right.
Once you get past the sunk costs, like I was talking about the transit costs, the other costs of those shows that were being done. If you're not going to scale up from there, if you're not going to say, okay, I brought somebody into an act into town, I'm going to do, you know, shows in, you know, in the city and shows in the suburb and, you know, bounce them around to 3, 4, 5 venues, as many as you can squeeze out of it before you send them back, you're not really ever going to recoup your sunk costs.
No.
And there's nothing to save there. You're in a money losing venture. You're in that hobby space. And if you can afford a hobby, you need to work 2 and 3 jobs to afford to bring somebody over because it makes you feel good. That's what you're doing. But
yep.
You're not really a business.
Again, at the end of the day, you got to look yourself in the mirror and understand what you're doing.
That's for sure. Hey, that's it for this week. Check back again next week for our next installment of Men Without Hair.
Have a great week, everybody.